T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
Trill.
A beautiful Thursday morning. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is a lovely, lovely day in Atlanta. And, a lovely, lovely night for one of the sports team and ugly, ugly night for another one. And, it's good to be back in his house today. Got a lot to get into. Of course, the schedule release. So then you got the win, loss, win, loss. Oh, they're going to end it,
that kind of stuff. Oh, do you want to do that at some point?
Hell no.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, they got the fourth easiest schedule from last year.
Third.
From last year.
Third easiest.
Okay, third easiest from last year, according to teams that probably turned over and changed, and then you got to go win, loss, win. So whatever, man. Whatever. All right, cool. What's happening, man? I mean, what's happening over at the bunkhouse? I mean, you got a foot out the door on me?
Nope. I wouldn't do that to
me.
I'm dialed in. There's a lot to talk about today, but if my mind wanders a little bit, it won't be like – it's not like the short timer who's looking forward to the vacation who's got one foot out the door.
Right.
I am looking forward to the trip this weekend, don't get me wrong, but I'm more like the very nervous parent who – is about to embark on something for the first time and is trying to make sure that we have all of our bases covered before we do it than anything else. That's where I am. I'm excited about the trip.
See,
but
that's
I'm
the thing about
nervous.
Stop worrying. Don't be nervous, okay?
I am nervous.
I mean, this is the thing about it. Keep her in the baby Bajorn, okay? Just keep her in as long as you can, okay?
I like that you pronounce the J in that word. Bjorn.
I got five of them, all right? So I say Bajorn, all right?
It's the Scandinavian word.
Everybody know what I mean when I say keep her in there, keep her some toys, keep her happy, keep her fed. Y'all going to be fine. You're going to be fine. It's more of an overreaction than anything. It does happen, but it is more of an overreaction that a baby's first time on a plane, she's just going to cut up. Just so don't be nervous. It's going
to
be
I mean, it is what – there's nothing you can do about it. Try to be as prepared as you can.
Yeah,
if she does have a bad reaction, she has a bad reaction. I have already done that thing that we talk about sometimes that we do where you play out the scenario of an argument.
Yes.
Like,
I
wish somebody would say something to me about it. Like, what am I supposed to do? am I supposed to do?
Exactly.
She's 9 months old.
Amen.
I apologize that your trip through air is not as calm and pleasant as you'd like. Would you like to use my headphones?
Yeah,
would you like to use my headphones? If you don't want to, why don't you sit down and get out of my face?
Hey,
sir?
There you go. And that's all you. And that's all you got to do,
ma'am.
That's it. That's
get
it,
out
man.
My face, ma'am.
That's it, dude.
Yeah.
Have the skull going too. That mean face skull. Just have you sitting there.
I'm walking on the airplane with my brow all furrowed. I got
you know my face. I got a skull. What you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell no, I want no peanuts.
I'm having my Randy McMichael face on.
Yeah, there it is, like that.
Ride.
Yeah, that hell no, I don't want no peanuts look. No, I want no damn Chex Mix. Yeah,
exactly.
You won't be bothered.
Exactly. Just make sure I set the tone early and everybody knows that.
There you go.
That baby cries. Yeah. Don't say anything to that guy. He looks like, looks like he's got a short circuit. All right. A lot to get to today, though. Like Randy said, 20 minutes from now, we'll spend a little bit more time on the tough news we got about the Braves yesterday. Obviously, losing the game was frustrating, and the bullpen wasn't very good again. It would be nice if the offense would score a couple of runs.
And that's why I started laughing when dude gave up the home run. I was like, because I just – whatever. But it was more or less I wasn't mad at it. I'm like, dude, ain't nobody hitting.
Right.
Ain't nobody getting on base.
You're not going to win a game where you score one run very often.
Yeah, so, whatever, man. Whatever.
They can't beat the damn Blue Jays. I know they got them again today at about 12:30, so maybe they can sneak one in their season series against the Blue Jays. Charlie Morton on the mound. And
come on, Charlie.
Little extra focus on Charlie and Drew Smyly today with the news we got about Mike Soroka, again, which we'll get more into coming up in What's Trending. We will spend some time on the schedule, of course. The schedule was released yesterday. I thought the Falcons social media team did an awesome job.
Oh, so great. It was so great.
With the video.
It was so great.
And the teaming up with the Gridiron Heights people, that was very funny. So if you didn't get a chance to check it out, and we'll talk about it and the ins and outs of it as the show goes on, get the phone lines open and talk to people about what they think is the most exciting game coming up at 10:40. But the story of the day is what happened last night with the Atlanta Hawks and clinching a spot in the playoffs, not the play-in series, but in the playoffs. They're going to have a top six seed no matter what, win the next couple of games, and you can have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs with a little bit of help. And it felt like, because it's been such a long build to what last night was, actually knowing that these guys are going to go to the playoffs and the payoff of what this rebuild is, at least at this point. There's still, you know, more room to grow. You want to win a championship someday, and hopefully they're able to do that. But at this point of the rebuild and this point of the stairs that you're climbing up to get to that top, felt really good last night because it was a long time coming, Randy. It's 300 Woo. Basketball games they've played since the last time they were in the playoffs.
It was big time, man.
And there's a lot of people that watched all those games.
Yeah, that was big time for them, man. Shout out and congrats to the Atlanta Hawks organization, Travis Slank, and what he's done to try and put this team in the right position, and, of course, the coaches and the players, of course. But, I mean, I just thought it last night, you know, it was a funny game sitting there watching it because you're like, damn, I mean – Russ, like we always say, he's going to be going at your neck, and he was going at necks last night. But for the team and the best two players, I mean, two of the most important players on the team, and John Collins and Trey, were able to, you know, find a way to get it done. And it was a great comeback win for this team. And it's frustrating because you're tired of them coming back, but it's fun when they do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're in a position to play in the second season. They're in a position to have that bye week and work on things. They're in a position to get DeAndre Hunter some more reps in 5-on-5 and things like that. And now they're, you know, they still have to win. You got the Magic and the Rockets, which they should win, both of those. And then you put yourself in position to have a home playoff series, which is going to be even more exciting. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do as far as capacity, but I would think they would open it up a little bit more if it's going to be the playoffs here and allow some kind of home court advantage for this squad. But, yeah, this is a big-time thing for them. Just very happy for them and the organization.
I also thought it was very fitting that John Collins was the one that hit that big shot at the end of the game last night, given the fact that he was the first draft pick of Travis Schlenk. He's the guy that's been here for the whole thing. He was on the first year of the rebuild. He was in the first year with Trey. He was here last year when things got cut short. And obviously he had the 25 games that he missed as well a couple years back with the suspension. And then everything that's going on surrounding him going forward with his contract and all that. But just the fact that he was the guy that hit that shot, that won them the game in the comeback, that sealed the win that's going to take them to the playoffs for the first time. It's just poetic. I mean, it's just what sports does sometimes.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, sports somehow finds a way to have these perfect little moments of, yeah, that kind of summed it up. That kind
sports
of put
rock.
Put a bow on it perfectly.
Sports rock.
Sports, you know, do rock, Randy.
Sports rock.
Sports rule.
With a Z, rules. But, it was, I mean, everything you said is so true. And so, like you said, you know, the story of you know, once if this team progresses, John Collins is in here. Because he was, I mean, it's one thing that to be, you know, on the like, the the laying of the pavement when they're trying to build something. You're the first guy, but to have to go through the growing pains that he's had to go through. And now he's at a situation in of as is he going to be here for the long-term process of this rebuild? And I take them, they're still rebuilding, but I think they're more or less on the outside of the rebuild. He's got to add some more pieces to it. But, I mean, and then you think about what Travis Schlenk did this offseason, adding certain players to this squad, that's this young squad that was already here that he helped draft. I mean, that makes it even more fun because you look at it as a GM, in basketball, I'll go in basketball. You're pretty much noted in basketball because it's such a player-driven league of the players you bring in. I mean, of course, the players you draft, but the guys you add to that core that they had. And, I mean, you bring Bogey and Gallo and Clint Capella and certain, I mean, certain parts. And it's crazy because they've all contributed so much. I know Chris Dunn hasn't because we don't know what's going on. But look at his draft pick last week. I mean, last night. We were like, what the hell? I mean, what is this going to be his purpose? Well, I mean, is he going to play here? We know he's going to be the backup. I'm talking about the center. Is he going to be the backup to Clint Capella? Did you see that young man last night?
Yeah.
He was hungry last night. Yeah. He was going after every loose ball, every rebound. He was making his presence felt. And that just gives you confidence that, you know, it just shows you a glimpse into what may be with this young man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big part of what the last month and a half or so have been with Okongwu, which is, okay, you can see it now.
Yeah.
Because at first, it was just kind of like, dang, really? Like, he doesn't look like he has a clue out there. And he didn't. He didn't. And there were a lot of factors that led to him not being ready. With the weird offseason and no training camp, really, and no preseason and no access to a G League early on where he probably would have benefited from playing. He just had to learn on the fly. And it was ugly at times. And now it's starting to be like, okay, I can understand this guy and his role and maybe what he could eventually be. That's been huge. That's been the fun part about the last couple months, though, Randy, is so many of these guys where in the early part of this season it was like,
uh-oh.
All right, well, what's this guy's role? Like, when we had that day, or I had that day.
Yes, you had the day with Dan.
Where I went at Gallinari. I mean, everything we talked about that, or I talked about that day, was true. Like, everything up to that point led to that conversation. Since then, he's been really good. Maybe not since that. Well, that night, he was incredible. But he's found his role. Bogdanović, with injuries early, it looked early on in the season like, man, paid a lot of money to get this guy here. He doesn't do a whole lot. And now clearly he's one of the vital cogs to what they do and a member of the starting lineup, one of the best three-point shooters in the Eastern Conference. Like, and so much credit deserves to be handed to Nate McMillan with what he's done in taking over this team since March 1st. They got the fourth best record in the NBA since he took over at 25-11. They're 15-2 at home since he took over. So that importance on getting that home court advantage in the first round is obvious, even more so with that record. And you've just seen guys develop into specific roles. And I think all the guys we mentioned are good examples of that. I don't think there's any better example of someone growing into being a better NBA basketball player under Nate than Trey.
He's been, and it was crazy listening to the game. And Mark Jackson said something so profound about what you just said. Last year, Trae Young would have shot that ball.
Yep. That's right. Yeah,
he would have forced the shot, but then he getting his teammates involved and everything. And so, I mean, it's fun. It's been fun. I'm so excited, you know, for the Hawks to be back in the playoffs because it's been a long time. And I'm excited to see what they can do. I'm not going to, you know, I know we had the fun with the bet. They win one series. Why did they have to win one series?
Well, so we can see you tuck a jersey in.
Oh, no. What I'm saying, I want them to win the one series, but why are we stopping at just one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing. Why stop at one? Why? I mean, that's how I look at certain things, you know, just being a competitive person that I am sometimes. You know, I look at it as like, okay, why are you putting a ceiling on us? Okay, we can just win one series. And there's no guarantee that they will win that one series because the playoffs is a different beast. But, you know, these guys, I mean, they're playing great right now. And they have what you need in the play. They got shooters. They got a ball handler that is learning how to control the game in Trae Young. They got defensive bigs. And they got a guy in John Collins that can be a mismatch for a lot of people. But his biggest thing is what he does on the other side of the floor, too.
And hopefully, with a healthy DeAndre Hunter, they've got a perimeter defender that can go out there on anybody and give him a tough night every single night. And that's the DeAndre Hunter factor of it that we don't know. He's going to play tonight. Hopefully he's healthy by the time the playoffs get here, because that's a part of the equation that would be huge as well. But the Hawks are headed to the playoffs for the first time in four seasons. We'll come back. We'll get into what's trending, including John Collins telling us what he's normally doing this time of year.
Not to joke in any manner, but right now I'm usually planning, you know, trips.
Yeah, it's true. 1-2-3 Cancun. Not this year. They're going to the playoffs. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get early bird savings now. Get over $3,000 in cash initiatives on heating and cooling systems from Reliable Heating and Air.
Swing and a drive. No doubt about that one. How far is that going? Halfway up the bleachers. Contreras goes deep. And the Braves strike first on a leadoff solo homer.
I still think the offense is going to get more consistent, and we've seen flashes, and we need to start. I think too, because everything seems like all our runs are coming off solo homers. I'd like to see keep a line moving, bunch some hits, things like that get going, and I think that's right around the corner.
Did he say bunt some hits?
Bunt some hits, baby.
They're gonna bunt. Wow.
We need bunts and hits, man.
That would break the minds of the modern baseball thinkers.
Man, we need bunts. We need bunts and hits.
He's right about the runs coming. It's not just solo home runs. Home runs, like one fifth of the runs that the Braves score, maybe even more than that. I might have read the stat. Anyway, the Braves score the majority of their runs off of home runs at a rate that I think is only the second highest in baseball, or is the second highest in baseball.
So everybody do it now? Doesn't it seem like everybody does it?
It's very popular for all of your runs to be scored on home runs, which is fine when you're hitting a bunch of home runs and you have guys on base.
Right.
It's not great. Like two nights ago, they hit two homers. Like Acuna and Ozuna both hit home runs, but they were both solo home runs, and that was it. Last night, same thing. That Contreras home run was great. It was early enough in the game where it gave the Braves the lead, and like, all right, cool, maybe they can build on this. Max Fried is pitching really well. They didn't, and that's been the frustrating part of it, because it feels like some nights they'll go out there and they'll drop 9 or 10 runs. Mm-hmm. But then they'll have these spells where they can't score more than 2 or 3 runs, and that's when it's tough. When you get a start like you got last night from Max Fried, who was solid.
He was solid, yeah.
And, the bullpen comes in, and they're just going to give up runs sometimes. Now, Luke Jackson gave up a home run last night, and Josh Tomlin continues to look like Josh Tomlin. And you're just going to lose. You're going to lose games when you can't score runs. That's not the hottest take in the world, but that's where they're at right now.
That's where they are right now. And I think the bullpen is going to be fine because they're getting reinforcement soon for the bullpen. You're getting better arms in that bullpen and everything. But, I mean, they got to score runs. Let's just put it where it is. These guys are too good not to be scoring runs or getting on base and things like that. And it's been a struggle, especially against Toronto this year, to get guys even on base.
Yeah.
Let's just score runs. Get guys on base and be able to drive into runs and do things like that. But, yeah, watching the game last night, it was just like swing and a miss. It's my guy Chip Carey, like swing and a miss. I mean, that's what it looked all night. Freddie, yeah, Ronnie's doing it, right? Two nights in a row. And so until these bats get going or until Toronto gets the hell up out of Atlanta, it seems like that's the way it's going to be right now. But, yeah, it was funny when the dude gave up the home run. But I wasn't mad at it. I was just like, well, hell, I'm not shocked by it. What I am more shocked by is them not hitting the ball or getting guys on base or driving in runs. And that's the most frustrating thing. Not the bullpen necessarily. It's those guys, the guys that we expect to put the bat on the ball, they're doing it. And it goes back to, was it Chip or was it Paul Bird? It's hard to hit major league pitching now. Well, damn, it went hard last year. Maybe hard right now, 2021 to hit it. But, I mean, whatever, man.
Well, and some nights it's not hard for them to hit it. But then
some
other
nights it's not.
It
I understand. I understand it's not going
to
go your way every single night. But, I mean, they just struggled last night and played everybody.
Well, and the thing that they just don't do, and even last year they didn't do at times, was they're not great at manufacturing runs. Like when they get hot and they have hot nights with homers, then they can score runs. But it's just not very often you're going to see them scrap out a one-run inning or a two-run inning on – a couple singles and a double or something like that. Or somebody gets a walk and steals a base. And like Ronald Acuna will do this sometimes, where he'll get on base and get himself in scoring position with a stolen base. And then a sac fly gets him to third and, a bloop scores him. Like, they don't scratch out runs all that often. They hit home runs at a very high rate. I mean, they're one of the best home run hitting teams in baseball. But the nights when they don't hit home runs, they have a really hard time scoring.
And they struggle.
I don't know how they address that, because that's how they've been for a while now, and that's also a very normal thing in baseball.
That's all it is. This is baseball, man.
Yeah. I mean, I like what Snit said, though. It'd be nice if they could come up with a way to start manufacturing some runs and getting some more guys on base. So when you do get a home run, it's not a solo, and you have a chance to be in a game like last night. The other thing they're doing is they're not helping the bullpen out at all. Like, they keep putting the bullpen in tough spots where either they're not scoring runs or a starting pitcher isn't going deep enough into a game, and you're just relying on them so much. We know they're not the most talented unit on this team. So
yeah, but don't put them in a position
in
not
situations
to do
like this. Agreed. Is not helping them. Agreed. Now, Max Fried was really good yesterday. It was good to see Max back again. Two starts now coming off the IL. Six innings last night. Only two hits. One earned run. Four strikeouts. 89 pitches. So that's 17 more pitches than he went his first outing off the IL. So looks like he's getting back to normal. That was the good news about the starting rotation.
Damn it!
Bad news about the starting rotation is that Mike Soroka has had a setback. Here's Max Fried talking about that.
It's, you know, it's obviously not ideal. You look at the guy and you see how hard he works, you know, all offseason, spring training, you see it every single day, and you even see it in here. You know, he's leaving when we come in. So, you know, he's working tirelessly, and you know he's doing everything. So to kind of hear that, you know, it's unfortunate, but I know whatever comes his way, he's gonna be able to take it on and overcome it.
So what's going to happen now is Mike Soroka has to fly up to Wisconsin, where their surgeon is, their foot and ankle surgeon. He's going to get exploratory surgery on his Achilles tendon. So early next week at some point, they're going to go in there and look at it and find out exactly what's causing him discomfort. And they go from there. So I guess at this point, you hope for the best. Like, whatever is giving him discomfort is the best case scenario. But it's never
this
good
stinks, Andy.
When you have to go to the surgeon and they put a hole in you.
No, this stinks, you know, and it does. And I feel bad for Mike, you know, because we know how gruesome, first of all, the injury was. And I'm pretty sure, you know, to be back when he was back during spring training, he had to hit that rehab real hard. But, yeah, when I saw this news, it was just damn. I mean, we were thinking, now, me and you were never under the assumption, even though we saw him in spring training, that he was going to be ready to go by the start of the season. Never saw that, but then it had something with the shoulder, so they pushed that back. And now you're hearing stories, not necessarily stories, you're hearing that he has to go to this foot doctor up in Wisconsin and get it looked at. And they, I mean, it's a surgery. If they put something in your body that couldn't you open, it's a surgery. You know, we could try to make it sound better than it did, exploratory, whatever. They cutting them open. And yeah. So that's the bad thing about this. But hopefully it's nothing that will push him back into fall. You know
hopefully
what I mean?
Like, it doesn't lead to another surgery
yeah. as far as having to repair the Achilles or yeah. whatever. That's the scary thing right there. So we'll see where it is, and we just hope that Mike comes back. And right now with this, he's going to be out. He's going to be out for a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to be out for a minute. But, I just hate it when I saw that yesterday, because I was thinking it might be a possibility he comes back sometime this summer. But right now, I mean, July maybe.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we got to take Soroka out of our minds
yep,
at this point.
For a while.
And I think that's the approach the Braves have to take as well. And I don't know what that means exactly if I'm Alex Anthopoulos. I think what it means immediately is in about 2 hours from right now, Charlie Morton is starting. And I paid Charlie Morton a lot of money to come in here and be a starting pitcher for this baseball team. So I need Charlie Morton to start pitching like it. And Drew Smyly, too. Because in reality, even with Soroka unable to go for however long, you have five starters right now.
Yeah.
Wescar and Noah has stepped into that spot. He's your best pitcher right now. So you got a guy to fill in that rotation who's the ace of your staff currently. You lucked out in that situation. You were not planning on that being a part of the equation, and it is, so that's great. What you need is the thing that you were planning on being a part of the equation, the veterans that you signed for one-year contracts and a combined $25 million, to start pitching like it. And hopefully 2 hours from right now, Charlie Morton starts pitching like it. Because to me, I'm cool with Ian Anderson, Max Fried, and Inoa. I feel like I know what I'm going to get from those guys. Charlie Morton and Drew Smyly.
We don't know.
The pressure is on them.
But that's the thing about it. Why the pressure on y'all? This ain't y'all first rodeo. Y'all done rode plenty of bulls. You know what I mean? I mean, but yeah, I mean, because you're like, who did they replace in last year's pitching rotation?
Did they replace?
Yeah, who were they? Like,
I guess
Cole Hamels
and Wangster. Like, so you don't have to roll out there with the young guy all the time.
Yeah, so you really ain't missing nothing that you didn't have last year, but you would expect that the money that you gave these guys, you would get more contribution.
Better.
They're supposed to be better, exactly.
Come on, Charlie. Also, try to beat the Blue Jays, like, if you can help it. Try to beat the Blue Jays.
Just one, man. Just get you one time. Do we have to play them anymore this year?
I don't think so. I think this is it. Try to get one. Let's sneak in a highlight from last night's game from the Hawks as they clinch a playoff spot.
44 seconds to go. Westbrook using some time out there. Now Bertans. Bertans gets it back out to Westbrook. Westbrook with seven. Westbrook driving into the lane again. Puts it up and got it blocked by Clint Capella. Here comes Trae Young. Trae coming back. Trae in the middle. Trae gets it over to John Collins. Three-pointer Johnny Collins. Bang! And the Hawks have taken the lead. 117 to 116. Johnny Collins knocks down the three. And the Hawks lead by a point with 24.4 to go.
Now, it means a lot. You know, I haven't really had a chance to let the moment breathe yet. But just understanding that it's secured is a little bit of a different feeling. You know, not to joke in any manner, but right now I'm usually planning, you know, trips, some workout. Like, it's just new for me to be looking forward to and to be ready to play meaningful basketball. And as I said before, I'm ready to go. So it's a good feeling.
A lot of guys talked about that last night, about finally having that feeling of, oh, the playoffs are next, as opposed to the season is over and that's it. Most of these guys have never been there before. Even some of the guys they added, but Bob Donovich never played in the playoffs before. Yeah. He's excited to be there, man. And he came from a tradition in Europe where he was on teams that were winning championships.
Exactly, man. They're good for this squad, man. Just, like I said, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the Hawks fans, too. That's been there, like you said, 300 games watching. We coming on complaining and mad and buyouts. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just fun. It's just fun for the Hawks fan base, Hawks organization, and, of course, the players and coaches. I mean, this has just been an unbelievable run for them. And hopefully they keep it going, Bunk. I mean, it's going to be fun to talk some playoff basketball in the next couple weeks.
It sure is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Playoff basketball. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Falcons' schedule that came out yesterday. The third easiest schedule in the NFL.
Get out of here.
Third easiest. Championship. We'll go through the games that we like. The phone lines are open as well. 404-741-0929. What game are you most excited about on the Falcons schedule that was released last night? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk about some of the other highlights of the NFL schedule outside of the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Irvin, very excited about what the NFL schedule offers in week 4, which I understand could be fun. So we'll get to all that coming up in 20 minutes. Joe Patrick, Smoke and Joe, going to stop by at 11:20 as well. Talk some Braves. If the Braves have an early one today, Randy.
Yeah, that's what I was asking Brian. I was like, do I got to go on YouTube to watch it today?
No, I don't think so. I think this one will be televised, I think.
Okay, cool.
First pitch at 12:20 over there at Truist, and hopefully they can sneak one against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have had their number this year. To be sure, they're 0-5 against them, and last night was another one. So we'll talk to Joe about some Braves. Obviously, get his thoughts on the Mike Soroka news as well. Pretty good call by our buddy Ty on Twitter.
Yeah,
said maybe just kind of treat Soroka like we did Chris Dunn.
Yeah.
All year for the Hawks, where it's like it'll be great when we get him, but there's really no expectation. We'll just wait.
I mean, do we even ask questions about Mike's work after we talked to Joe today?
Yeah, and probably, I mean, unless there's anything relevant.
Unless there's an update or something.
Yeah, there's no point in just being like, hey, what's going on? Because at that point, there will be nothing going on. But the Falcons schedule did come out yesterday. We'd love to hear from you, 404-741-0929, about which game you're most excited about on the schedule. As always, phone calls brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta, online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. And 17-game schedule for the first time ever, Randy, so you got the extra one.
Right.
And there's a lot of little different intricacies of this schedule. I know some folks were worried about the early bye week. Obviously, they're going to try to throw you a bone after you travel to London.
Right.
So they got them a bye week after that. And a lot of different stuff going on here. You open against Philadelphia at home on September 12th. Kyle Pitts' hometown. Grew up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So he gets to play his first NFL game of his career against the team that he grew up rooting for. Kind of fun. But when you saw the schedule come out yesterday, what stood out to you?
Nothing. I mean, of course, but we're not saying that because you know how I am with this. It's a schedule. You know, I think people – and you buy into this, well, when's the bye week? Oh, we're going to be tired. You're going to be tired, okay? You just are. Just call it what it is, all right? It's a long season, and I look at it as this. The only thing that I hate about this whole thing is that the players didn't get another bye week. They should have gotten an additional bye week.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, and so when you look at what the Falcons are right now, I mean, no primetime games, not surprised. We know what the narrative is going to be about the Thursday night game when the Patriots come into town. We know what that whole narrative is going to be.
What is it going to be?
The whole Super Bowl narrative. I know Cam Newton and all that. So we all know that is going to be the bigger story of it. I think going to Buffalo in January is going to stink.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's a game where it's still some relevant, or they just got stuff wrapped up or in a hunt for a playoff position. But January in Buffalo ain't going to be no fun.
That was one of the first things that jumped out to me, because obviously you talk about that a lot, having played in that division and having to go to Buffalo and New England multiple times in your career. You always get the schedule and you look late in the year and say, where are we going?
Yep.
The Falcons only have one cold weather game all season. There's only one game where it's probably going to be cold, but it makes up for it. It's going to be about as cold as it can get, January 2nd at Buffalo. I mean, it might be like 0 degrees that day.
It's going to be chilly. It's
snowy. The Bills Mafia is still going to be out there jumping through tables, getting hammered with their shirts off. But, that's a tough one. And we talked about it before the show. Hopefully, January 2nd, week whatever would be 17 of the season, the 16th game of the season, hopefully that game still has a meaning for the team. And we're not talking about whatever draft positioning or anything like that. Boy, do I hope that conversation doesn't happen.
At the first four games. I mean, you got the Bucks. You got to go to Tampa. You got to go to New York.
Yep.
Then you come back. You got to face a physical Washington team. Jets, of course. Go down to Miami. Play another physical football team. I mean, it's going to be some physical defenses that they're going to have to be able to run the ball against early on in the season. And I think that's going to let you know what the heck is going on as far as the physicality of how this team wants to run the ball. Mm-hmm. So I mean, It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, I think definitely the London game. We had fun with it. Who's going to do the Wade Ford tailgate show that morning and all that. But it's always hard to, as people will continue to do, that's a win for them. That's a win for them. That's a win for them.
I know it's impossible to know. And if you want to do that, that's fine. It's a fun exercise. But in reality, all of these teams, for the most part, Falcons especially, are so different than they were last season. The Falcons have an entirely new coaching staff, and who knows how different the offensive line is going to be, a very different defense. Like, there's so many things to play. I mean, they play the Eagles week one, who are going to have a starting quarterback who's never been a starting quarterback at the beginning of a season before, in Jalen Hurts, and a new coaching staff. Like, there's way too many variables to confidently be able to go through and say win-loss, win-loss. Now, Vegas has the Falcons at 7. They got the Falcons over under at 7 wins.
Okay.
I think that's pretty fair.
That's pretty reasonable.
I think that's a fair place to put it. Yeah. And again, hopefully early in the year, they give you some signs of, oh, okay, they are improved here. Oh, okay, Arthur Smith being the play caller does make this much of a difference. And then you can adjust your expectations accordingly. You're right on, though. When you talk about those first 4 weeks, you're going to very quickly get an idea of how much better this offensive line is at protecting Matt Ryan and at running the football. When you go to Tampa and play that defensive front, and when you have Washington and the Washington football team come to town, because those are two of the best defensive lines in football.
Yep.
And you got them in the first month of the season. So, yep.
And they're physical. They're physical too, brother.
Oh, yeah.
They are a physical front. Don't it always seem like they're going to Dallas? But, I mean, that is going to be the key right there, because you're going to have to run the football against a team like Washington. You just can't – I mean, their defensive line is so good at everything as far as stopping the run and rushing the passer. We know that Chase Young is year two, Montez Sweat, those boys. The Giants are a much-improved defense. And so, I mean, it's going to take – I'm not really – the offense, they're not worried about the Eagles offense. But we don't know about it right now. We know Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback. We know Devontae Smith, and they got some young weapons. But, their whole thing is a lot like the Falcons kind of. Their O-line is the key to what they do because they were so banged up last year. If they can get those guys right. But, it's a fun thing to look at and everything. But, Buffalo in January, that ain't going to be fun.
No thanks. Glad we don't travel with the team. I'm good on that one.
That ain't going to be fun.
A bunch of young quarterbacks, too. You got all three of the first three picks on your schedule. You got Trevor Lawrence on November 28th. You got Zach Wilson in London on October 10th. And then he probably won't play. But you got San Francisco and Trey Lance on December 19th.
Yeah.
And if Mac Jones is playing for the Patriots, you got the Patriots on November 8th. So you got four of the five quarterbacks that were selected in the first round this year on your schedule. Many people thought the Falcons would be a team that took a quarterback. They're not, but they get to play all of them. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle some of the other highlights from around the league on the NFL schedule. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.